about what you're doing. And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Okay, good evening, everyone, on this Thursday night edition of the program. And it's good to be here once again. To start things off tonight, we have a special guest for the first half hour, who, of course, has been with us many times before, and the subject is always the same, and that is praying in the name of Jesus, and how that is becoming a banned practice now. And we have this story about churches marching around a hospital Saturday because a chaplain in a Florida hospital has apparently been fired for praying in the name of Jesus. And the chaplain tonight is, once again, backed by popular demand, Chaplain Gordon Klingenschmidt, who has been here before himself, having been fired from the armed services for praying in the name of Jesus. Good evening to you, Chaplain Gordon Klingenschmidt.
God bless you, Radio Avenger Rick Adams, and can I say God bless you in Jesus' name?
Yes, it's not banned here.
I'm so glad. Well, yes, of course, everyone remembers my story as the Navy chaplain who was court-martialed for praying in Jesus' name,
mm-hmm.
finally kicked out of the service, but Congress agreed with me, and they rebuked the Navy, rescinded the bad prayer policy. So thank God other military chaplains are free again to pray in Jesus' name. It was a great victory, and thanks to your audience who, you know, called Capitol Hill and helped us with that victory.
Yes, much to the consternation of the ADL and Mickey Weinstein, who, of course, are still murmuring and complaining about that. Well, I'm glad you're here tonight for a little bit. I know you have to catch a flight, and you wanted to tell us about what happened in this particular hospital in Florida and this chaplain, Harvey. Tell us exactly what has transpired, Gordon.
Yes, well, Danny Harvey is a chaplain for 7 years at a hospital in Leesburg, Florida, and he's the fourth generation of Southern Baptist preachers who continued to pray in Jesus' name. Well, over the last 5 years, I guess two or three people have complained about that. It was never documented against him, but finally the HR director put it in writing. They said, if you continue to pray in Jesus' name, you will be fired as the hospital chaplain. And so he did not back down. He continued to pray in Jesus' name, and he refused to resign. Of course, he was actually terminated, fired directly by the hospital for the content of his prayer. They said, it's okay to pray. Just don't use the J word, because that offends and denigrates people of other religions when you say the word Jesus in public.
Well, I'm sure John Hagee would agree with that. He's already done it.
Well, you know, I'm not sure where Mr. Hagee stands on this, but, you know,
oh, yes, I can assure you that he has already publicly made that clear when speaking before the Jewish audience in Washington, of course, at the Christians United for Israel meeting they just had. So he's made that official, and, of course, Pastor Ted Pike has talked to us about that practice quite a bit, unfortunately. It's awful when so-called Christian preachers will make that compromise, and they will surrender the name of Christ for political expedience. And that's exactly what apparently has happened without the preacher having done that here in this hospital. We'll be back. Stay tuned, Chaplain Gordon, and we will be back with you right after the break. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Back again now with Chaplain Klingenschmidt, and this case in Florida is, I guess, one of many raging around the country, because I know that you have been following in one of your emails, Chaplain, the situation in North Carolina, Ohio, New York, and various other states where people like Mickey Weinstein, for instance, have declared victory over the VA, claiming the agency had caved into his demands to remove Christian symbols from the chapel in the Iowa VA hospital. So it's not just this one case, but it seems to be quite a pattern now of persecution, huh?
ACLU is behind several of those lawsuits against the states. The state legislature in Ohio will allow chaplains to take the floor and pray to God, but they deny anyone who prays in Jesus' name. The Iowa VA has censored their hospital chaplains, told them to, you know, water down their prayers and stop posting the cross inside of the chapel. And now this latest victim, Chaplain Danny Harvey, a hero of the faith, continued to pray in Jesus' name in public, mm-hmm. even when threatened with termination of his career by the Leesburg Regional Medical Center, was finally fired by CEO Lewis Bremer, who was the director of the hospital. Well, there was so much public outcry against the CEO who fired this chaplain for praying in Jesus' name, would you believe all the newspapers now and 30 churches are marching around the hospital on Saturday morning? I'm flying to Florida first thing in the morning. We're going to have a press conference tomorrow afternoon and then a big rally Saturday morning as 30 churches march around the hospital. This has already caused such a public outcry that, would you believe, Lewis Bremer had to resign just this week. He was already embarrassed in the newspapers, perhaps lost the confidence of the board of directors, and tendered his resignation. The only question is, now that the CEO has been fired, will the chaplain be reinstated?
Yes, that is to be seen. But that is amazing to see the reaction in Florida has been so powerful. And you do have a number of churches in Florida that are very active and definitely have made a difference, you know, in various parts of the country. It would be seen, I believe, as a badge of honor by many of these churches today who have caved in and who don't believe, by the way, in the exclusivity of Jesus. They would applaud such action, I'm afraid, in banning the use of praying in the name of Jesus. So it's wonderful to see such opposition in Florida and in that particular area. I'm amazed.
The name of Jesus is very popular, especially among the common people. We are a citizen of Christian people, even if our government wants to persecute Christians. 85% of the American people agreed with me during my stand to pray in Jesus' name that military chaplains should always be allowed to pray in Jesus' name in every possible setting. But no, some of the liberal establishment, especially some of those liberal chaplains who enjoy watering down their prayers, well, that's fine if they want to do that, but they're forcing the rest of us to pray their way, so they're really proselytizing us. They're forcing the evangelical chaplains to stop praying in Jesus' name with termination of our career and loss of our benefits.
That's right. Now, the hospital in question is a public hospital?
That's right. Leesburg Regional Memorial Hospital is, you know, it's a long-time hospital. Started out as a Christian hospital, but apparently they're, you know, drifting away from their Christian roots and... Chaplain Harvey was on the staff there for many years. He always advocated for people of every kind of faith. If there was a Jewish person who wanted to pray, he would try to, you know, recruit a local rabbi who would come and pray with that person. Or if there was a Muslim, he would try to find an imam who could pray with that person. Or he would decline to pray himself. But every time he was invited to pray, it was with the understanding that he was a Christian chaplain and that he would pray in Jesus' name, because that's how... You know, he believes.
Now, what prompted the dismissal? What kind of complaints came in? From whom? Do you know?
Well, I have a direct letter here. In fact, I just put this on my website. People can go and read this for themselves. PrayInJesusName.org.
Right.
That's our new website. But here, on August 14th, Chaplain Danny Harvey was counseled by Doug Ron, who was the COO. And he was accused of praying in Jesus' name. Here's Joni Mitchell, the vice president, a former supervisor, said that she also had to tell Danny not to pray in Jesus' name because she was there at leadership meetings where Danny prayed in the name of Jesus, which offended those of other religions. And then finally, on Tuesday, August 14th, 2007, this is the lady Darlene Stone, the HR director, personally observed Danny at the chaplain steering committee again praying in the name of Jesus, which again was not respectful of all religions. And so the next time there is an incident, it will result in the termination of his employment. That's what they said in writing. I'm just reading this from their own signature. But then, of course, their lawyer came out this week and lied to all the newspapers. Their lawyer has been quoted as saying, oh, no, it's not about praying in Jesus' name. That's the furthest thing from the truth. Here's a quote from their lawyer saying that now Danny, who's been quoted in the newspapers, saying he's been fired for praying in Jesus' name, says, oh, no, your public characterization that you were fired for praying in the name of Jesus is blatantly false and highly offensive to the management of the hospital. And so, you know, they're talking out of both sides of their mouth, but we have the proof. We have the documents. They're all posted on my website. PrayInJesusName.org.
It's very interesting, and you expect that Saturday, this coming Saturday, I guess there will be a group of churches and people that will be joining in the protest.
That's right. We have a press conference at 8:30 on the steps of City Hall in Leesburg, Florida, followed by a rally where 30 churches, representatives, clergy, laity, everyone will show up with their T-shirts on. We had T-shirts made up for this march. The T-shirts are going to say, I think I have the quote here, "My stand, my Jesus, my freedom." And these people will be marching around the hospital just about 2 miles to walk together silently in prayer. We're not going to have any pitchforks or torches or anything like that. And we're just going to walk on the public sidewalk and pray for the people at the hospital and pray for Chaplain Danny Harvey that he will be reinstated by the chairman of the board of directors, Bill Benefeld. Now, Bill Benefeld has one final decision to make. He's already accepted the resignation of the CEO who fired Chaplain Harvey. Lewis Bremer had to resign this week in the face of public scandal and public outcry. But now the question is, will Bill Benefeld actually reinstate Chaplain Harvey, and will he do the right thing and give him his job back?
Well, that's wonderful. Let's take a call from Mike in Texas right now and see if what he has to say. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Rick. Sure do enjoy the program. And Chaplain Klingenschmidt, God bless you for walking the walk. And just hearing a little bit about your testimony this evening, that all it takes for Christians to really amplify, the body of Christ and Jesus our Lord Christ is to do a few things. And just get a little active, and it's so wonderful to hear that these churches are coming forward and Christians are coming forward in the face of those who really are with the Antichrist. My question is, having been in the military under the Bush years, I recall that the military sanctioned or authorized Satanism or Wiccan, the Wiccan religion as a legitimate religion within the military. Do you have any information on that? I remember that happening a few years ago or something to that effect.
Yes, there was a rumor that there were Wiccan chaplains hired in the Army. I don't think that's true. I know they did contract, they did subcontract to some Wiccan priests in an Army base outside of Texas. But they didn't actually hire Wiccan chaplains. And now, of course, there was a lawsuit just a few months ago where even in a military cemetery that Wiccan soldiers are authorized to be buried with a pentagram above their tombstone. And so that is sort of spreading around. I know there's a direct Satanist in the British Navy. He's declared himself as a Satanist, and he worships Satan, and he's applauded for that, and he has, every right to do so, according to the British government. So there is sort of a backlash now against the Christian faith. The question is, if they have religious freedom, then why can't we have the same religious freedom? Why are Christians the only ones being punished?
Well, and I understand that, and I think that, God and through Jesus Christ will prevail. And so my comment is to you, given your walk and the website that you're creating, getting information out to Christians, if you would want to give some airing to this particular issue, the fact that our own military, we have so many Christians being ill-led with these wars that are going on, the fact that our military was involved in exercises on 9/11, simulating the 9/11 event. I think this would be a great catalyst for what your efforts are, and given your military background, to expose the fact that there are some upper echelons in the military that are being led by Satan.
Well, that's possible, but, even the listeners tonight are able to help Chaplain Danny Harvey directly just by picking up their telephone and calling Chairman Bill Benefeld. I'll give out his phone number, and his secretary, Angela Lackey, will receive your comments at her desk and put them right on the desk of the hospital chairman, Bill Benefeld, who is now deciding. Please use polite language when you call, because he's now deciding whether or not to reinstate Chaplain Danny
All
Harvey.
Right. Hang on with me, Chaplain, and thank you for the call, Mike. Sure.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back, and we'll give the number and information, and we'll do that quickly because I know you have to go. But we'll do that when we come back 3 minutes from now right here on the program. I'm Rick Adams, and we'll be back with Gordon Klingenschmidt in just a few.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All right, we're back with Chaplain Klingenschmidt right now, and you, of course, want to give the number of the chairman of the hospital board, Bill Benevold, his number for our listeners' sake, for those who can possibly call and ask for the reinstatement of the chaplain here. And why don't you do that right now?
Yes, sir. Please call Chaplain Bill Chairman of the Board, Bill Benevold, at 352-323-5001. And be very polite. You'll get the voicemail of his secretary, Angela Lackey, but you can leave a message to say, please don't fire a chaplain, or I guess it's too late. He's already been fired for praying in Jesus' name. Please reinstate Chaplain Danny Harvey. Let him pray in Jesus' name and give him his job back. Mm-hmm. Again, that phone number is 352-323-5001.
Well, that's wonderful. People should do that, and I think it will be efficacious if, in fact, they do and follow through on it. As you point out, there is a real campaign now on the part of groups like the ACLU to try to stamp out Christian witness, Christian testimony from any vestiges of public life and, of course, even private institutions that may receive some government funding, for instance. And in fact, you know, in South Florida itself, the same state, there's a campaign right now that has to do with you know, witnessing, and people in the Gideon's organization, I'm sure you're probably familiar with them, they're handing out Bibles on public sidewalks outside of a local public school, and they're not even on the school grounds, but the ACLU has threatened schools that allowed Gideon's to give out Bibles and public school students who want them, and filed a number of lawsuits to back up those threats. So, you know, there's no question there is an orchestrated campaign, particularly against Christianity. And that's to be expected, though. I mean, we know what we're up against, and we know who the enemies are, and we know that they will stop at nothing eventually from going all the way, from just outlawing a certain witness or practice on government property, quote-unquote, to making it impossible for Christians to live above ground. And, you know, a number of churches now, fellowships, are being driven, as they say, literally underground just to protect themselves. And, you know, these 501c3 churches today, you know, have to comply with government edicts in order to have their tax exemption. And I feel very strongly that no church should have to go to the government to apply for a tax exemption to exist. I believe that's a contravention of the laws of God, you know?
You're right. And these liberal groups like Americans United for Separation of Church and State, what they're really advocating is to abolish the church with mm-hmm. the power of the government sword.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a separation. That's a direct infringement. Mm-hmm. When a Navy commander came into my chapel during Christian worship, during optionally attended Christian worship in the mm-hmm. chapel, and
yes.
punished me for quoting the Bible in the chapel, he crossed the line. Of course, the Navy brass would never admit that. They confirmed in their investigation, yeah, he was punished for quoting the Bible, but he should mm-hmm. have preached differently if he wanted a better evaluation. I'm sorry. They don't have that power, but that's exactly what they're taking into their own lap.
Absolutely. Let's take a quick call before you have to leave. Harry in Colorado. Hello, you're on the air with Gordon Klingenschmidt.
Yeah, hello, Rick.
Yes.
I've called you a couple of times. You remember me?
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh. Gordon...
Klingenschmidt, yes.
I'm sure happy to see that you're fighting for Christ, and Christianity is winning out at last, in one place anyway. I'm glad to see it. And I believe that when you stand up for Christ, I think Rick and Chapman, I think you reserve a place for you in heaven when you do that.
Well, thank you so much. That's a very kind comment. Of course, it was very costly to me, even though Congress agreed with me and rebuked the Navy, forced them to allow military chaplains to pray in Jesus' name by rescinding the bad policy that was enforced against me at my court-martial, the Navy lawyers refused to grandfather that victory back to my case. And so on the 1st of March this year, I was honorably discharged. I was kicked out of the Navy, lost a 16-year career, lost $1 million pension, all for standing up for Jesus.
It's something that's an attack on. After all, this country is founded on Christian principles. The United States was founded on Christian principles. And
yes, thank you very much for your call. We have to move along. We have a quick call for Stan from Stan in, I believe it's Florida. Hello, Stan. Hi, you're on with Gordon Klingenschmidt.
Hebrews chapter 10.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay?
Yes.
Remember how I was with you in the past. In those days, after God's light has shone on you, suffered many things, you were not defeated by the struggle. You were at times publicly insulted and mistreated, and other times you were ready to put up to join those who were being mistreated in this way. You shared the sufferings of prisoners, and when all your belongings were seized, you endured your loss gladly, because you knew that you still possessed something better, which would last forever. Do not lose courage, then, because it brings you a great reward. I think that it's not the American way to be a second-class citizen, but I think that's what's required of us now, to be second-class citizens as Christians.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. You have to leave, Gordon, don't you?
Yeah, well, I'm just going to sleep so I can get up for a
flight. All right. I appreciate your time. I'll continue to mention these numbers and how people can get in touch with you. I just want to thank you very much for being with us tonight.
God bless you.
And again, the website is www.prayinginthenameofjesus.org.
No. Prayinjesusname.org.
Okay. Thank you very much, Chaplain, and we'll talk again.
God bless.
Amen. Bye. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
All right, I'm back now, and we do have a number of callers that wish to speak, but unfortunately, the chaplain had to leave because he does have to catch a flight, and he needs the rest so he can be on his best footing tomorrow when he arrives before the rally is to take place. And I'm going to just repeat the numbers. If you wish to call the hospital and the chairman of the board, Mr. Bill Binneveld, at 352-323-5001, and you might get an answering machine or the secretary, Angela Lackey, he said. But that's the number to call and ask that the chaplain be reinstated if you so desire. That's Chaplain Harvey, in the Florida hospital that we're speaking about. Again, the number is 352-323-5001. And so let me continue now and take some calls at 1-800-313-9443. And we have Joe in Texas. Hi, Joe.
Hello, Rick.
Well, good evening once again, Joe.
Hey, brother.
Bless you.
God bless the pastor, man, and his word, brother.
Yes, he's not a compromiser on that at all, and I'm very...
Amen, brother.
Hey, we're happy that people, unlike the John Hagees of the world, are standing up, at least for the name of Jesus, in their prayers publicly. Now, I know, you know, we certainly can differ on issues and doctrine, but the fact of the matter is that, to me, that's the first and most important prerequisite, is not to give in on praying in his name, because that's what Christians are commanded to do.
Well, Rick, you said the key word when you said, in the name of Jesus, brother. And when you say that, and you mean it with all your heart, it's amazing what God can do, brother.
Yes.
It's amazing. Miracles happen. Rick, the reason I called, brother, is because... when I talk to you and I go down there, it's cartel, brother. It's not Americans. It's cartel that's driving without headlights. And it concerns me. But it is cartel, Reg. It's not Americans. It's cartel driving. And I'm very, very concerned, brother.
Well, for those who don't know, you're speaking about what's going on at the border.
I'm talking about what's going on down on the border of Texas and Mexico.
That's exactly right.
From El Paso, Texas, all the way down to Brownsville, Texas. And I'm very, very concerned. It's not... And the reason I say Americans, because a lot of people... don't understand the way our government operates, Brother Rick. And it is Mexican cartel driving without their headlights. And I don't know. To me, Rick, and what I've been through is a military background, brother. Is just telling me that it's drug cartel. And where's the money going, brother?
Well, one can only imagine.
Where is the drug money going?
I know that we have seen past evidence of some politicians who are receiving a ton of money as a result of this drug bribery, and I don't doubt that that is growing, and it is big business, no doubt about it.
And now we have trucks, Brother Rick.
Yeah.
We got trucks, Rick, that's coming through that's not inspected thoroughly.
Not inspected very much at all, if anything.
Exactly, bro. And not inspected thoroughly. And I'm going to continue, Rick, going down every weekend. And I'm going to protect our borders, brother.
That is your, hey, that is your role.
Rick,
that is your assigned task.
I enjoy, brother, every minute of it.
And we continue to pray for you and the others that are doing this, because you certainly need that divine umbrella.
Amen, brother. But God, people don't understand what God is trying to say to them, man. They don't understand what God is trying to say to their spirit, brother. And they better wake up, and they better start going on their knees and being thankful for what God gives them every day. Food, gasoline, water. They need to thank God every day, brother, for what God gives them. And God just, that's all he wants. That's all he wants, Rick, is to be loved back, man. And say, thank you, Father, for what you gave me today.
Yep.
Whether it was McDonald's, Taco Bell, grocery store, say thank you for what you gave me today. And
yes,
and that, it goes all back to the roots, Brother Rick. It goes all back to the roots.
Well, you're doing yeoman work, and you're certainly blessed, and the Lord has seen fit to continue to give you this gift, this ministry, and I want you to continue to call in and let us know from week to week what is happening there, Joe.
Rick, I praise God every day that He gives me, and to be back here in the hills, and I have 20 white-tailed deer in my front yard.
Mm-hmm.
I have like 6 to 15 wild turkey gobblers in my mm-hmm. front yard.
Yeah.
And so many people don't see what they have, brother.
Yep, that's true, Joe.
They don't see what they have right in front of them. But brother, I'm going to keep doing my part.
Well, if you don't check in tomorrow, we know you'll be busy. But you check
brother,
in with us at the beginning of the week.
I won't check in tomorrow. And our brother Marvin, I want to tell you this. Brother Marvin, who's a patriot,
mm-hmm.
Ex-Iraqi veteran.
Yes.
Sees what the government is doing, man. He believes in our Constitution, Rick, but he doesn't believe in the way our government controls it.
Well, I would hope not, because the government is at war with the Constitution.
Amen.
Thank you,
Rick,
Brother Joe.
God bless you, brother.
Bless you, too. Thank you. God
bless.
Thank you,
brother.
All righty. Hey, good work. Check in with us, if you can, at the beginning of the week.
Yes, sir.
And keep up the great work. All right. 800-313-9443 is the number. Chris in New York is next. Hello, Chris.
Yeah, it's good to hear your voice. I just turned the radio on. I've been praying, and something said try and turn the radio. And God bless, you're on. I spoke to Manny. Just a quick story, and appreciate about Chaplain Klingenschmidt. I've been drafted and was in the Army. It's very, very few people. We never had that kind of situation in the 60s mm-hmm. regarding censorship. I'm saying something, a quick story that happened about a year ago. It was actually the May Day. There's a USO club, and they have a little restaurant, 37th Street and Lexington Avenue in Manhattan.
Yes.
We had a Bible study. I went in, and there were two people I never saw before, a man and a woman, about 45, 35 years old. And I asked them what they were doing. Again, this was May Day. I didn't know the connection. This will provide an insight on the invasion of illegal immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman identified herself. She's intelligent. When I spoke a little Spanish, she started speaking a lot of Spanish. I said, what brings you to New York City? Could you come to the Bible class? She said, no. I gave her my name. I said, what's your name? All they did was say their first names, Richard and Elizabeth. But the point is, they said that they were allowing the Mexicans or South Americans to come in, and they were there to provide cover. This was going on, of course, in Los Angeles, in other cities in America. And I said, God, give me the words. And I had a Tex Mars Power of Prophecy, and identified on the cover, Bush, traitor, liar. And I said, don't you know this country is being taken over there? We can't take care of all these people. Do you understand what's really happening? They're destroying our borders.
Mm-hmm.
And they got more and more serious. And I said, we have a duty to protect ourselves. That's from the Bible. That's in Nehemiah chapter 4, among other
mm-hmm.
places.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, this made no progress. It only made them recede further. And I'm just saying that a lot of the people in America don't understand how serious this is. I mean, if I remember New York City at a time, you know, in the early 70s, there wasn't probably a tenth of the kind of Chinese or Orientals, and of course black, and right now it's of course South Americans. They're not just from Mexico, Guatemala. It's not that, you know, as an American we hate or are better than another race. It's just that there's a unity, and God never meant, you know, the homogenization or, you know, the multiculturalism becoming, as I understand it, is a weapon. It just divides and confuses like a Babylon.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right, yes.
Well, listen, you keep up doing, keep your prayer, and I ask your prayers to our Lord Jesus
yes.
Christ.
Amen. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you,
bless
Rick.
You. All righty. I appreciate that very much. We'll continue. We're talking, the beginning of the program, and we've gotten quite a lot of feedback here. And, of course, Gordon Klingenschmidt, the ex-Navy chaplain, has had to leave because of this march around the hospital taking place Saturday. And, of course, he's mentioned what's gone on and the dismissal of Chaplain Danny Harvey, fired for praying in the name of Jesus, and now the plea to have him reinstated. Apparently quite a backlash, and you can even go to the OrlandoSentinel.com in their news local section to read about it, if you will, for today. And you will probably get quite an eye-opener on that story. Let's continue now. We're talking with Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, hi.
Long time no hear.
Yeah, and that guy just before me, all you have to do is, he's right about what he's saying. Take a look at Flushing, New York, Flushing, Queens, New York, or Queens in general. You don't know whether you would, or New York in general, but especially Queens, Brooklyn, you don't know whether you think you're in Calcutta. You don't know whether you're in Bangladesh or Chappaqua, Mexico.
Hey, that's
or,
becoming true, Henry, of just about every city now in the country.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, it's the same
city,
here. It's
I
the
mean,
same in Connecticut where you live. You can go to Hartford.
Well, we got one type here. I see the bean people, but I
well,
do
no, no. There's more than one, but, I mean, you're getting a mix. You're getting them from primarily you got, like here, Guatemala. You got Central America. You got people coming up from Mexico.
The bean people, yeah.
And it's, you know, people coming here illegally, that really concerns me. But as you know, I'm also in opposition to this continued legal immigration program and people coming here to work, which, of course, the hoax is that if they don't come here, we won't have any workers. Well, of course, that's a catch-22, since the massive illegal invasion has resulted in the lowering of wages. That is exactly what has happened.
Yeah, and now it put a lot of people on welfare, too, with immigration stuff, because it put people out of work. And I remember I was talking to somebody in a welfare office, you know, this was years ago, this was a while ago. He was a carpenter making like $1,500 a week, you know, I mean, originally, before, you know. Or something like, anyway, he paid a large amount of income tax a week. I mean, a large amount, but he was making very good money. I mean, and not 12, 14 hours a day work either.
Right,
it's like
right.
a regular 8-hour thing, 5 days, but he'd make like $1,500 or more. I mean, or more. That's not why I called. The show that you, the guy that you had on, just the guy with the chapel.
Yeah, the chaplain.
Chaplain
Klingenschmidt, yes.
Yeah. He said he wasn't so sure. What I believe he said, or you said, I think he said, he wasn't so sure whether they have a Wiccan chapel in the military. I think, is that what he said, or something like that?
Well, no, he said the issue has come up where they have, you know, been afforded the opportunity. I believe that's what he said, to be able to show their presence within the service because of anti-discrimination, you know, clauses and so forth. And,
right.
He can't do anything about that, nor does he intend to.
Oh, no,
what he's
know,
asking for is obviously the same courtesy and respect for him to be able to pray in Jesus' name.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. I'm sorry I didn't get to him, but I was going to tell him that I know for a fact there is hypocrisy, because there is a Wiccan, but it's only Wiccan, but there is a Wiccan chapel association or order or whatever in the U.S. military. And I'm going to tell you something else, and you may not know this.
Mm-hmm.
I know a guy, the guy from California who I was friendly with, his name is Val Tyre. He told me that from associates that he had in the military, used to be in the military, there is a order of the Brotherhood of Satan, or I don't know what they call it, Brotherhood of Satan, that is recognized and accepted and given a chapel or whatever in the United States military. They're more like in a special forces area.
Yeah.
But,
yes.
Yeah, and they are recognized. They're given this, that, and the other. And so when I heard this, I said, you know, a lot of people know this, but it's true. And what he's telling you, what your guests are telling you tonight, he's absolutely right. That is, this is a what can I say, and I don't have to be, I'm not even a Christian, a hypocritical BS, I'm not going to say the word, nonsense going on with the Army. There is a satanic thing there. There is a Wiccan thing there. They don't get along. There is something also accommodate this stuff with the Jews. Those out there listening, if they're not sure of this, check it out. Talk to some people, especially warrant officers, special forces, anybody that's been in the military from a what you call a commissioned officer, from second lieutenant over.
Very interesting.
So there is some hypocrisy. And the other thing is the stuff with the, you mentioned something with the church, that they have to get a permit or a tax status or something.
Well, no, I was talking about the Section 501c3 tax exempt churches.
Right, right.
And these are the ones that, as far as I'm concerned, are not legitimate churches. They're not preaching and living according to what Jesus has commanded, because they've gone to the government for tax exemption. And I don't believe any church should go to the government to get any exemption from taxes whatsoever, because they cannot license the church or regulate the church in any way. The church must be God's domain and not the state's, you see? Period.
Yeah, but see, also the other thing is this. In the first article amendment of the Constitution, I think you're saying that, but I believe, I'm not a Constitution lawyer, but I believe possibly, I'll say this on golf because I hear the music, it's possible the government may be obligated to give them tax-free status and not fill out any forms at all, because so might be unconstitutional.
All right. All right. Thank you, Henry. We'll break and we'll be right back with our other callers. Stay tuned for more. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
Okay, Rick Adams back again, and we'll continue. Those of you on the line, stay with me until the next hour. We'll get your calls in, 800-313-9443. And hello, Katie in Illinois. Hi, Katie.
I just wanted, hello?
Yes, you're on now.
Yes, I just wanted to make a, you know, to relay some information. I know there has been a lot of speculation about something happening tomorrow in this country, and it seems as though when things happen, these terrorist attacks, they always happen on the latitude of 40.07, and it seems like there's a whole list of things, you know, of 40.7. It's either that or the 33rd parallel, and it seems like a lot of the names of the towns have either 11 letters or they add up to the numbers 11, 22, or 33. If you want, I could read them off, the things that have happened.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, the mystery of latitude 40.07. Okay, London bombings, 51.32 north equals 11. Senator Sonny Bono died just outside of Lake Tahoe, latitude 40.07.
Congressman Bono, yeah.
Okay. Senator Paul Wellstone,
yeah.
Wellstone's plane crashed at latitude 40.07. Senator John Hines' plane crashed in Philadelphia at latitude 40.07. JFK Jr.'s plane crashed at 40.07. Space Shuttle Columbia lost first pieces 89 miles off of coast of Eureka, California, latitude 40.07. Multiple Chinese mine cave-ins, latitude 40.07. mysterious blast levels mountain in North Korea, latitude 40.07. Madrid train bombings, latitude 40.07. Sumatra tsunami quake, dead center, latitude 40.07. Kobe earthquake, latitude 40.07. Mysterious blast at Dugway Proving Grounds, Utah, latitude 40.07. World Trade Center, latitude 40.07. Immense North Korean train blast, latitude 40.07. Hindenburg disaster, latitude 40.07. Head of Homeland Security for Indiana died 2004. Mysterious plane crash in Iowa, latitude 40.07. Minnesota governor plane crash, latitude 40.07. Shanksville, there's 11 letters in the word. 11 also has same latitude also. For a lot of these things, you have to look at not only the letters, but also the latitude. Like, for example, in the Bombay India attacks, you need to add the city and country when it's overseas, you know. And like Madrid, Spain, that adds up to 11, Bombay, India, 11, London, England, 13. Those are all satanic numbers. All these things have one thing in common. They all had the numbers 11, 22, 33 somewhere in the event. Bush left the flags flying half-mast for 22 days. The towers look like 11. So that's kind of what I had, you know.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate that, and certainly something to ponder.
Yes.
Another interesting numerology and question of really of what may happen or might not happen tomorrow. I don't think it is, but we'll find out, and we'll wait and see. All right, thank you for the call, Katie.
Thank you.
We'll be back with other callers, including Ernie and Bob. Rick Adams, hour number two, coming right up in 1 minute. Stay tuned for more in just 1 moment.